It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, November 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. A program that assists low-income Coloradans with their winter heating costs is accepting applications. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
Last year, the Colorado Low-Income Energy Program, or LEAP, helped 81,000 households with their heating bills. Aggie Behrens oversees LEAP for the Colorado Department of Human Services. She says the program figures out how much it costs to heat a home for the winter and issues a one-time bill credit for the season to help with that expense.
This year, we will offer a minimum benefit of $200 and a maximum of $700. So we expect the average benefit to be about $350.
Behrens says to qualify, a family's income cannot exceed 165% of the federal poverty level.
So for a household of one, it will be a monthly gross income of $1,618. For a household of four, a monthly gross income of $3,334.
People can apply for LEAP by downloading an application from the Colorado Department of Human Services website and then mailing it in. Behrens says you can also pick up one at your local county Department of Human Services.
The third option is to call our statewide number at 1-866-432-8435 and request an application be mailed.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
With the legislative session about 2 months away, State Senator Carrie Donovan is preparing her legislative agenda. She represents Delta, Gunnison, Hinsdale, and other Western Slope counties. Donovan says finding ways to provide internet in rural areas will be top priority this session. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
Donovan points to the 20-plus communities where voters weighed in on broadband internet service in this fall's election. In Pitkin County, 92% of voters allowed an opt-out of a state law that prevents the county from pursuing ways to provide better service.
Broadband is a fairness issue in today's environment and society, and there is still a lot of our state that does not have broadband.
The senator from Vail says now that many communities are free from the law, the challenge is finding money.
I think a lot of the state will still have issues solving broadband access because of the scale of the dollar amounts that accompany broadband solutions.
She hasn't refined details, but she'd like to craft a bill that finds ways for communities to get state dollars for broadband projects. She also wants to modernize Senate Bill 152, the bill so many communities opted out of. She rattles off several ideas for bills she's exploring for the upcoming session.
Tiny homes, wading into that and seeing how the state can make that permissive for communities to do. I'm looking at somewhat unique circumstance that a lot of middle-class families are finding themselves in, where they're supporting an elder while supporting their kids, and seeing if there's some way to acknowledge that economic situation with a credit or a deduction.
And that's just the half of it.
I'm also looking at data centers. Data centers are one of our biggest energy users. Some of the bigger companies, you know, when you think of like a Google, they've done a lot of work on pretty simple measures that you can take to decrease data use. So I'd like the government to follow the lead. And I'm looking at a bill that would allow hunters to wear blaze pink. Yes, that is in the statute of Colorado law that right now we can only wear blaze orange. Hunting is a really important economic driver in a lot of my communities, and one of the only areas where we're seeing growth is women hunters. So if we can say you can wear blaze pink and we can get a few more women interested in hunting and help out a few more communities, that could be kind of fun as well.
The legislative session starts on January 13th. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
Alpacas are known for their calm temperaments and their soft fleece. And a few years ago, they looked like the next hot thing coming to backyard farmers. So hot, investors sank thousands of dollars into top-of-the-line animals. But the bubble burst, leaving thousands of alpaca breeders with near-worthless herds. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon went looking for what's become of the alpaca farmer.
One day about 10 years ago, Terry Holtz and his wife Dina came across a photo of a cuddly creature with a slender neck and long eyelashes.
She happened to see a picture of one on the internet, and she says, "Oh, they're the most adorable animals." What is it? You mean like a llama? No, they're called alpacas. There's a difference.
Holt says initially he was skeptical. Yeah, they're cute, but are they just fancy pets?
What's the bottom line here? How are they making money? Is there really a need for those animals? The answer was absolutely.
They decided to buy a few alpacas. The couple's 10-acre ranch is just south of the Colorado-Wyoming border, near the town of Wellington. At the height of the bubble, some were fetching hundreds of thousands of dollars at auction. The couple started breeding them and selling the offspring.
Wow, all I have to do is sell 7 of them, and I'm making more than I am at my regular job, and I only sold 7 alpacas, and it wasn't that hard to do.
The Holtzes weren't the only ones. Alpacas have proliferated across the country. Back in the 1980s, you'd really only find them in zoos. Now there's close to 150,000 in the U.S. Their only marketable product is wool, but the high hopes for a U.S. alpaca garment industry never materialized.
Okay, the sales slowed down. The cost of hay doubled.
The value of their herd plummeted. That's why after a decade in the alpaca breeding business, they're selling out, liquidating the herd. Their Craigslist post calls it a super deal. 30 alpacas for $3,000. That's just $100 a head.
Come on, girls!
When alpacas fail to produce enough fiber to cover the cost of their hay, they sometimes wear out their welcome. And some end up here, Linda Hayes' llama and alpaca rescue outside Carbondale, Colorado.
Most of my time, rather than dealing with the animals themselves, is dealing with the phone calls and the emails, trying to put potential owners with people that want to get rid of them.
After the bubble burst, people began looking for a way out. Alpaca rescues have popped up across the country. Hayes says she gets calls every week.
I've had a few that were crying. I mean, it's sad. One lady just didn't have the money. She was being evicted.
Hayes says the alpacas were often pitched to older folks, people looking to retire to a more bucolic lifestyle.
Wake up to the wonderful world of alpacas.
Even late-night TV commercials touted the animal's ability to pad a retiree's income.
We've been raising alpacas for 9 years now. I retired 2 years ago because of the alpacas, and it's just been a wonderful lifestyle.
It was absolutely a house of cards.
Rich Sexton is an agricultural economist at the University of California, Davis.
There was never the slightest chance that it could survive and prosper.
Unless alpaca sweaters are the next hot Christmas item, there's little demand for the wool. Plus, Peru already has a huge alpaca fiber industry, where it's produced much cheaper than it is here. Sexton says America has a long history of agricultural bubbles. It was emus in the 80s and chinchillas in the 1950s.
Most likely there's another one coming down the pike if people don't have their eyes and ears open.
Some small remnants of the bubble still exist. Prize-winning alpacas can still sell for a couple $1,000s, but it's not like it was in the heyday.
These are all the females.
Alpaca rancher Terry Holt says he still wants to work with the wool, even after he sells the herd. He bought equipment to felt alpaca fiber for hats and sweaters.
Looking back like 10 years, if you had known what you know now, would you still have bought them?
Honestly, probably not.
And Holt says his biggest lesson in this whole thing? Take a step back before you decide to follow the herd. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.